23 past six, Sam Trithui of Milford Asset Management is with me right now. Hey, Sam.
Evening, Heather.
Okay, let's talk about what happened with the Reserve Bank today. What impact did that lift in the OCR decision have on the NZX?
Look, the market did fall this afternoon after the announcement, Heather, but not materially. I think the move by the RBNZ was very well anticipated, well flagged by Adrian Orr and his team. Recall, I think the market was set for a rise in August and the Delta outbreak put that on pause. But what we did see in the market leading up to that event was really selling across some of the stocks more exposed to interest rate rises, the likes of the property, telco and utility stocks, so Spark and Contact Energy, to name a few. So overall, no surprises today, the market was positioned for it. But I think what was interesting within the statement from the RBNZ was their continued focus really on inflation pressures. And this time calling out that headline inflation is expected to rise above 4% in the near term before returning to their medium-term target. So that's something that investors are certainly watching very closely.
Yeah, read that inflation comment. What evidence are you seeing of this on the ground with the listed companies?
On the ground in the meetings we've had with companies, really for the past 2 or 3 months now, the capacity constraints that they talk about, the labour shortages are very evident. But what the RBNZ is calling out as factors leading to inflation that are global issues, and it's something that they can't influence. So it's not those labour shortages or even the housing market. It's things like skyrocketing energy prices, elevated transport costs and supply chain constraints. And luckily, none of our local listed companies have really been caught up in this issue too materially so far. But we certainly need to watch out for it. And it is popping up overseas. So in the last 2 weeks, we've seen the big listed retail giants like Nike, Bed Bath & Beyond, seeing warnings really that supply chain constraints are making it harder and harder for them to keep up with demand. And then for several months now, the auto manufacturers, big global companies like Volkswagen, BMW, General Motors are screaming out that there's simply not enough semiconductor chips out there at the moment.
How long do you reckon, Sam, that this inflation pressure can last?
That's the question that a lot of investors are trying to answer, not just locally but globally, and how persistent or sustained is the current pressure. And certainly, given COVID, there's a lot of uncertainty around it. I think the situation was summed up well by Mainfreight at their annual shareholders meeting 2 months ago. So that's a company that is very close to what is happening in global supply chain. So they called out that the current congestion could easily continue for another 6 months, so well into 2022. Every container port around the world is congested. There are a significant number of ships waiting to berth, and the port rotations are changing regularly. And then on top of that, you've got the air freight space limited due to the lack of passenger flights. So those comments are not out of line with what other global freight businesses similar to Mainfreight are saying at present. So it looks like that inflation pressure could be with us well into next year.
Sam, thanks so much, man. Enjoy your evening. That's Sam Trithui, Milford Asset Management's 26 past 6. Heather.